rose garden, a family portrait of the president with his wife, his two sons, and his daughter, a close-up of the girl, the freak, the accident. His eyes stayed on her, his pupils dilating, his lungs expanding, his heart pumping. And when he looked back at the family portrait, she was gone. A map of the United States glowed on the flat panel monitor at the front of the room.
You remember the first two bodies were found in Darien and Greenwich,
FBI analyst Bob White, a 40-something former street cop, said. Two stars glowed over Connecticut.
August and October 2003, both deep in the woods, the bizarre condition of the corpses got headlines, but things quieted down within a couple of months.
He cleared his throat, but his gravelly voice didn't change.
Until last year, he said. The third body, a 12-year-old boy in Big Timber, Montana.
Another star.
He crossed state lines, we got involved. Now, two more in the last 6 months. Southampton, New York,
a fourth star.
Ironwood, Michigan, a fifth. The press is all over us.
Forensic psychiatrist Frank Clevenger, 49, looked over at Ken Hiramatsu, the agency's